Chapter 25. Hearts beating in syncopated time. Animals. See in the dark. Poo in the park. Do exactly what they want to do with little in the way of compromise. No errands to run. Apparently no disappointment or regret. No envy. Running on desire and instinct, I suppose. No debts. Paying no tax. Never lovelorn or homesick or weighed down with want. This animal sits in front of me, vigilant, nose testing the air. Too big for a rat. Could be a thin wombat. Backpacking marsupial. Some ingenious indigenous vertebrate yet to be defined. Or a deformed house pet. Or a resurrected 15-kilo prehistoric rabbit from the Balearic Islands. And we are not talking bunny here. Not talking Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail and Peter. There it stands, looking me up and down, shooting me an offhand but electric glance. Could be about to speak. Some sarcastic aside, no doubt. Some titbit of invaluable animal wisdom. Random rodent observation. About to reveal all. To advise and enlighten. Or even belittle me. It wouldn't be the first time. Right here and now, in the wee hours of the morn, this overgrown and waterless riverbed in which we both find ourselves, our vibes coinciding, paths crossing, our stubborn hearts beating in syncopated time.